Scarpins Avenue.
Dan and Ren and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Benders, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Chando.
Natasha
Chando. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
It's so good to have you here. We want to do a TV show with you and Evan Handler and call it, we're your Evan Handler's handler. And we call it Chandel with Care.
Okay. I love that.
Are you going to do that?
Is this the official pitch?
Can we sell it? It might be the pitch, but we got to go out with you. We got to,
we're going to slide in and get some of that Mr. Iglesias glow.
Yeah, I'm great at handling people.
So you've been writing on that show, and how has that been?
It's been amazing.
So fun.
If you don't know, Mr. Iglesias,
I love him.
Is a sitcom on Netflix,
with
Gabe, Gabriel Iglesias, or Fluffy.
Yeah. Fluffy.
It's so weird because when I say
Gabe, people are like, who?
When I say Gabriel Iglesias, people are like, who? And I go, Fluffy. They're like, oh!
Just the fact that you called him Gabe, you were trying to be like, I know him better.
I know him better than you.
I know him
so
better
funny.
Than you guys.
No,
it's like Bobby De Niro. Yeah.
Because it's almost weird to call him Fluffy in person. Fluffy.
Hey, Fluff, can you go grab me? So here's my earliest memory of Gabriel Iglesias, which is kind of fascinating and cool. I remember when our friend Marta Raven, who's a very funny comic, did Premium Blend. Now, this is probably in like 2000.
Mm-hmm.
The warm-up comedian for Comedy Central's Premium Blend was Gabriel Iglesias. And he did so well warming up the crowd
that the
Randy and I were watching it. We're like, this guy's going to be a star. This guy is just crushed city, and he's funny.
He's clean.
This is how I felt about myself.
Well, you thought you're going to be? I'm a star.
That's too much confidence.
No, but what? But
that's
I remember
how I felt about Natasha.
This girl's going to be a star. But what I was thinking about when we were watching him is, we're like, there are very few comics you watch who you're like, man, that guy's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
He has super broad appeal,
mm-hmm.
and he's also being specific about stuff. So it's like that combination of those three things. I'm just like,
and he's a legit nice guy. Like, I know people, because I get hit up all the time. They're like, is he really as
that
nice
way.
As he seems? I'm like, no. Like, we actually have a plaque in our writer's room that says, work hard, be nice. And one person got let go from the show because they being a bitch.
Yeah, so, sorry. Yeah.
And
sorry,
it's like, don't. This isn't the era of bitchiness,
and this isn't the atmosphere I want on the show. We don't want someone poisoning the well. And
you can't work here, Greta Van Susteren. You're
you
no longer a writer on.
Oh, Jay, not mixing it up
about an inner city school.
Why are you even on this staff?
You have the worst opinions ever.
Well, we believe that the world is getting dumber, and I know you've sort of listened to this, and I just think that like it is time to fight back with comedy.
Where are you from?
Toronto, Canada. I'm kind of from all over, but born in Dubai, but raised in Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
Wow. Right.
Dubai,
coast,
Toronto.
Toronto's good. They don't show up here very much in Dumb People Town.
Yeah, they're pretty smart.
Yeah.
We're a little better.
Yes, you are a little bit better.
We spent some time in Toronto. We shot a movie there and spent like 3 or 4 weeks there, and I just was like, oh my God, I love this
city. The nicest people,
somebody
right?
said to me when I was there this past summer, they were like, if you took New York and Chicago, combined them and made it great.
That's actually a really good description. You know, my guy friend, because in Toronto, one thing is like we are sort of like everybody kind of looks cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so when I used to live in New York, everybody would be like, why are you always dressed up? I'm like, this is me casual.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, go to Toronto. Mm-hmm. So then my guy friend went to Toronto. He texts me. He goes, oh my God, you were right.
You were right.
People dress it up.
He goes, even the ugly people are pretty in Toronto.
That's right.
So true.
I told
they
you.
Care about how they look. There's no dumb people out there. Well, the world is getting dumber, and so we get stories sent to us by our awesome friends, fans and friends. And
guys,
so
but first, I just got to say, I'm super excited to be here. I love your fucking show.
Oh,
love
thank you,
guys.
You
so much.
I'm like
jeez.
Super
thank
honored.
You. Oh, no.
Oh, are you kidding me?
We're happy to have you.
Mute.
All right. Let's do this.
This was sent in by Brett Cummins at Motor City HDJ.
Brett Cummins. We had a friend growing up named Brett Cunnin.
Oh.
But I pronounced it Coonin.
And I was like, that's a little racist, even though he's white.
C-U-N-I-N. Jesus. Come on, man.
Oh, Brett Cummins.
That's not bad.
That's not too bad. No.
It's his last name.
He did what everybody should do. And the only way you can do it is hashtag dumbpeopletown at Daniel Van Kirk.
That's how you send the
stories. We never turn away bad stories. Dan is always really excited to
fill
up the well.
I love you all, but DMs don't work, playa. You got to just hashtag it and add it.
Slide into the main screen.
Okay, here we go. Thanks, Brett. At Motor City HDJ. Nut nabbed for bizarre calls to police dispatch. I love when a headline is like not even trying to be professional. We're just going to call this guy a nut.
A nut.
This is from the Smoking
Gun. So he called the police department weirdly, and they said, we're going to pick this guy up. We're going to nab this nut.
There was no objectivism to this reporting. They're like, he's a nutbag.
Under that, the little sub headline is, Wisconsinite sought, quote, some quality time together. Mm. Which is very Wisconsin.
Yeah.
January 29th, a Wisconsin man who once called 911 for help in dealing with something completely different, we'll get around to that, has been arrested for dialing police dispatchers and asking if, quote, they wanted to fool around or, quote, spend quality time together.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, look, offhand, I was like, fuck this guy. He's some sort of, sexual creep dude. Uh-huh. But it's not. He's just a nut.
Wasn't Wisconsin? Like sorry.
No, please.
I was saying, wasn't Wisconsin the place where the cuddle, there was
the
a
cuddle party?
There was a cuddle zone.
That feels Portland to me.
No, that was Wisconsin.
It was.
Yeah, it was like Appleton, Wisconsin.
What were you going to say?
What's a cuddle party?
There was a place.
No, you could also hire people cuddle
parties
to cuddle
and
with
therapy.
You.
I think we did both. It was like a cuddle therapy.
So it's non-sexual, but it's too.
Is it?
I mean, who knows?
Right,
but it's really hard. When
I think it's people
seeking.
Like every ex that you text late at night, be like, let's just lay together.
Have you guys seen the show Special?
No.
On Netflix, it's Ryan O'Connell. He has, he in real life has cerebral palsy, and so he's just sort of this like anti-hero. Mm-hmm. But in it, now I'm remembering, I'm like, oh yeah, he hired a guy to cuddle with him to like learn how to just be with somebody.
That sounds legit.
That's a great storyline for a show. That's fantastic. It's
cuddle buddy.
Cuddle buddy.
Cuddle
it's just someone you can hire.
So this guy just wants to spend time and maybe some quality time with the cop.
But I also feel like there's that moment, and maybe this is the parent in me, where it's like, okay, we can't have nice things anymore.
No,
right.
You can't have 911 because people are going to misuse 911.
Well, cops say, I mean, sometimes the name makes the town. Cops say Benjamin Duddles.
Loves to cuddles.
I know.
Duddles got cuddles.
That's awesome.
Duddles, party of four. Actually, I'm sorry. Let's make it more accurate. But party of one.
Party of one?
Yeah. So, Duddles, party of one.
By the way, if you're one, they can never say party of one. There's no party of one.
Duddles, just you.
Duddles, pity party of one. Yeah. Duddles, pity party of one.
It just sounds like a prank name. Like if it's like being the paramedic or whatever on the other line, you're like, hi, who's speaking? Brian Puddles?
Duddles, Duddles. And then you're like, puts on hold. Duddles on one, who wants it?
Right.
I'm not taking it.
No, I took it last time, Rick.
So Duddles is a great last name, and it's easy to pronounce and whatnot. We always, Sklar, three consonants in the row.
Why do people do this?
I'm assuming yours was mispronounced at restaurants and stuff when they call the name or something like that.
It was usually at school, so my name is Natasha Chandel.
Chandel.
The Indian way is Natasha Chandel. Mm-hmm. But in school, for some weird reason, every single teacher would always call me Chantel. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like,
where are you?
Where
no
did you
tea.
Mistake? Yeah. And also, it's not like Natasha ever sounds like anybody's last name.
No.
So I don't understand why they would always flip it.
Is Chantel here? I don't see
Chantel, Natasha.
People mind just people who remove it. They'll be like, Dan Kirk. I'm like, what did you think that was my middle fucking name?
Dan Van.
Right, Kirk.
Sklar.
You guys get Sklar.
Skylar.
Yeah.
The other night.
The Sklar brothers.
Damn, we were running our set for Conan.
Yeah.
The other night, we're dropping in at the Ice House.
Mm-hmm. So nice.
So nice of us to these guys. TK, what's his last name? He's so
I
good.
I want to say Miller.
Sweet guy. He has us on the show. It's in the little room at the Ice House. It's packed. It's a great room. It's on fire. can we drop in? Yeah, yeah, yeah. The host is going to bring on stage. Just make sure that he checks the second mic. Okay, great, great, great. He did. He introed us from the second mic to everything right. Ladies and gentlemen, we got this is one of those great opportunities. We got a drop in. These guys are fantastic.
They're going to be on Conan tomorrow night. You're going to get to see the set right here. Are you guys excited?
Yes.
All right, let's give it up for the Scholar Brothers.
Okay, now here's the fucking deal.
I mean, I
get riled up about things that piss me off.
That pisses me off.
Here's my thing. 20 years, 25 fucking years you've been doing comedy, okay, yeah, right? Okay, yeah. Let's shelve that, right? Can we at least say, I know you're going to be humbled that you have achieved the level of you would be defined as a celebrity. You've done enough credits, yeah.
People
films,
should know
everything.
Who, yes, people should okay, know our name, certainly right? in the comedy
okay,
community.
So now, if you just have a passing fucking interest in Grey's Anatomy or Entourage, oh yeah, then you fucking know should the Sklar Brothers, okay? That's general public. Now let's go. You're in a goddamn comedy club.
Comedy.
And the person bringing you up, at least by role definition, seems to be safe to assume they want to do comedy.
Yes.
They are a comic.
You're on the
and
road.
And you're telling me that in our current pop culture, in a comedy club, and you're a fucking comic, you don't know the Sklar Brothers?
So this is how much has been ingrained in
this is what, it's just, obviously I'm pissed
Dan,
off.
Dan, it happens, it'd be like someone being like, Jerry Seinfeld, or something like that. Totally. But you've never heard it before?
Like, are you a fucking moron?
It was like when our aunt said, you know who I don't like? Our aunt Rita, who was just in town, she's like, you know who I don't like? We're like, I can't wait
to hear who
she's
you don't like.
She's 85 now. She can't know Ohio. She's like, you know who I don't like? We're like, in comedy, we're like, who? She's like, that Jay Leno. We're like, who's only read it? Because if you read it, it looks
like Leno.
Janet Reno. She did Jay Leno.
My dad's nickname for Conan, because I was obsessed like watching Conan every night as a kid, he was like, oh, you're watching that punk again. I was like, he's so funny. He's like, yes, he is. But he's a punk.
He's a punk. Well, I just love that when we were kids, and this is how ingrained it is that like people are going to screw our name up. They're going to Skyler, that our dad, he wouldn't even tell us. We would go to restaurants where they announce your name and whatnot. He would just put the name in, and our dad's name was Richard Sklar. And they would just announce like, what they'd say is Richard's party of four, and without even we're like, yeah, that's us. Because right. We knew that, like,
our dad's like, I'm not even going to give you enough credit to get this right.
I don't get it. I hope when people do that to you guys, that you go up and be like, that's okay. Don't worry about learning our names. Hopefully, you get passed at the comedy shop or the improv. That's
right. I do have to say though, on another end, as like a brown person, yeah. I'm kind of like, huh, white people's names get fucked up too.
Oh yeah,
too.
We get fucked up.
That's kind of it's really up. Humanizing.
It does. It makes us feel connected.
Well, yeah. Duddles last week called the non-emergency line at the Waukesha Police Department.
Non-emergency line. So he's not tying up valuable line space.
Right.
This was a very specific, targeted call.
He called them how many times over a 37-minute period and made some odd requests.
Okay,
so we're
going to
play a quick little guess.
How many times?
How many times do you think he called in 37 minutes with some odd requests?
37 minutes.
Benji Duds.
If you had to
B-Duds.
Yeah.
Let's
go. You're
going
to go to B-Dud Wings?
I'm going to calculate this. I'm going to
do it.
Real Indian math here. Okay. Maybe... Two a minute,
64. I love it.
Wait,
okay.
That's not even the right math. This shows you what's so bad.
It's 74. It would be 74.
You're going to say 74?
Is that Indian math?
That's
Indian math would say 64.
That's
64?
I'm the worst.
You say 74 minus 10 because you took a couple minutes off.
Yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. That was
64.
Totally planned.
64 for you. All right. I'm going to say he called 20 times in 37 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to say he called 30 times.
Okay. All right.
Half. Almost. Almost.
Benjamin Duddles called four times in a 37.
Okay. Right. That's too many.
You know what? It's enough to get you to answer.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's broken. I'm up. You're like, oh, do I remember this number?
Yeah.
Like, it is. Like,
and also, they're like, maybe this is an emergency.
But the sad thing is if you did call 64 times, they'd have to answer every single time.
I know, and they got an non-emergency.
In one conversation with a female dispatcher, Duddle said, it'd be super duper cool if we could spend some quality time together.
Nope.
The operator replied, I don't know you, so I don't want to spend quality time with you.
Which, by the way, is protocol. That's what you should
this
say.
This is also where I was like, oh, is he a creep? And then I was like... Because they pointed out it was female, it didn't matter to him.
Yeah.
While speaking with a male dispatcher during a second call, Duddles asked, well, do you want to, you know, fool around? No, I don't want to fool around, the operator shot back.
So spend quality time with a lady, fool around with a dude. I love this guy.
Officers, go ahead.
I just love that this is like his version of like a 1-900 call.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
This is his version.
His idea of
970 sexy.
Of a chat line.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever
called a chat line?
Yeah,
no, I've never called. Have you?
No, but
I do have a story.
No, wait, yes. Yeah, please tell your story first.
I had a friend named Mike Randall.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Randall. He's a berserker. Mm-hmm. And do you remember that? Here comes Randall. No, he's a berserker. I think it's from Clerks. And so Mike Randall and I, we had like somehow gotten a page one of us had ripped out of like a dirty mag, like gallery or something mm-hmm. like that. And we would go to the gas station and on the corner of like Cary Avenue and Lincoln Highway, Jesus. 76 gas station. No, Clark gas station.
I bet you could tell me what it smelled like.
Clark gas station.
Yeah. We worked at Clark gas station.
Yeah. The one in Rochelle eventually got closed down because they were selling drugs and not paying taxes.
Of course they were.
Clark and so they had a payphone, and we would go and we would call the 1-900 numbers from the payphone and then get like as far as we could into the call before we would either get freaked out or they would want a credit card number, and then we would like hang up. And we did this for like an hour. We're like,
did you ever get anything out of them before you had to pay?
Just an erection.
Yeah.
So my thing is like I'm not trying to be creepy about it, but growing up, people always were like, my phone voice sounds like a porn voice, I guess.
Sure.
You have a great phone voice.
It tends to be soft. So my voicemail is like, hi.
Friendly, cute.
It's like,
upbeat.
Hi, you've reached Natasha Chandel. And so then people would always be like, hey, but my thing is I don't like loud noises. Mm-hmm. So I tend to be very like calm on the phone because I don't like hearing it back. Mm-hmm. And so I actually wanted to do a podcast. No joke. Talk to Jason about this, where I was like, I wanted to do like a porn meditation podcast I'm just I just do a 2-minute positive affirmation
of your
in a porn voice.
Oh, the dick is
like,
in your
that's
ear
it.
Right
it's
now.
Just
the
like,
dick
you know,
is right in your ear.
Yeah.
but
it's just like, you're going to have a really wonderful day today.
You should do this.
When you wake up in the morning, I want you to see the bright lights in front of you.
You have a great voice.
Yes. You could also do this. You could also do 2 minutes up top and 2 minutes at the end for people to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So damn. You call it bookending.
Yeah.
And you start and end
your
day.
Which, by the way, could be that. Like a sexual act.
A sexual
like
act.
Guy in the front.
No, you don't want to know what bookending is.
Yeah.
Okay, where was I?
Don't get caught watching The Binding Dry.
So the second operator, the guy was like, no, I don't want to fool around.
No, I don't.
Shot back. Officers sent to Duddle's Milwaukee area residence discovered him, not surprisingly, in an intoxicated state. They also found a glass smoking pipe and THC in the apartment. According to court records, Duddles has been charged with a pair of misdemeanor drug counts and unlawful phone use. He was also hit with a bail jumping charge for violating the terms of his release. You called them, do you?
Yeah.
In a pending criminal case in which he faces disorderly conduct charges and criminal trespass. Believe it or not, somebody said, get out of here and don't come back, and he didn't listen.
He didn't listen. He trespassed.
In November,
oh God, boy.
Duddles called the non-emergency line to, quote, tell dispatchers that he loves them. He also asked for the number for YouTube so he could watch Grateful Dead videos. You are high as fuck.
I love this guy.
Can I call YouTube and see if they can
I can watch
it? I want to tell them they're doing a good job.
I just want to touch your gray.
I just want to touch your gray.
Yes, me and my uncle.
I want to watch Grateful Dead videos. It's like when you can't control
when it gets really loud all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
See, Natasha wouldn't like that. She doesn't like it when it gets really loud.
A cop sent to Duddle's home warned him not to contact the police department unless he had a legitimate need for assistance. At that point, Duddles reportedly admitted that he loved talking to dispatchers and officers.
But it's the non-emergency line.
But maybe that's his fetish. Like for him, when he calls someone who's like
in a person of authority.
Person of authority who's doing their job, how long he can get them to stay on the line is a thrill for him.
Yeah. Right. Or how long he can distract people from doing other really important work.
Yes. Or admit his love for these people. And how long can he then keep it going after that? There's probably like this is naughty, I shouldn't be doing this type of a feel to it.
As reported in these pages, Duddles called 911 in November 2013. And we will find out what that was right after we take a quick break.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show.
First of all, you have a podcast.
Oh,
Natasha.
Yeah, I do.
Please tell our fans what it is.
It's
so they
called Kinda Dating. It's a comedy dating podcast. Oh, nice. Where cool guests and I break down one dating topic per episode, and the joke is we try to figure out why the fuck we all have commitment issues because nobody says they're in a relationship anymore. Everybody's like, I'm kind of dating this guy. I'm kind of dating this girl. So you know,
no one will jump all the way in.
No, not anymore.
Why is that? Just because people want to keep their options open? Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
People are pussies.
I mean,
that's a fact.
Really what the
When does it drop?
It's every Tuesday. Okay. We've had 134 episodes.
Okay, get in now, then back catalog that thing.
It's like how to slide in her DMs to like sex addiction. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like,
cover
we
it all.
Go
so okay,
all over.
So that I wanna say that I think plays a part. You know, people's fantasy about what sex is, or the access to it is with the internet or whatnot is just so prevalent right now that they're like, I don't need to be in a relationship. I don't need to try and make something work.
So, and this sort of comes back to like your guys' question of like, are people really dumb? Mm-hmm. And I definitely believe that, I think that people are probably the same amount of dumb as before, mm-hmm. but I think it's more infuriating now.
Yes!
Because
and evident.
You have the most fucking powerful tool in the world at your fingertips.
Computer in your hand.
You have a computer you can take everywhere with you.
And there's
which
no
we couldn't in 85.
Good ass fucking reason to be as dumb as people are, as uneducated or whatever. And so the same thing kind of works with like porn. It's like you watch something and how people have like forgotten the ability to use critical judgment, use critical thinking.
Critical thought is what's so much lacking.
Yeah. And you're like,
talk to
this
people.
This isn't completely real.
Right. This
or
is an angle.
At all.
Right. Yeah.
I had a family member of mine like point out, it's not important what side of the fence it was on, but like a political thing about somebody that they were like, didn't like. And I said, that's just not even close to true. And so I explained to them why that was not true. And then I just said in the nice way, I was like, also like, just remember, you are two clicks away from just typing that into Google and just seeing. It might keep you in a place like, wow, I don't know the answer, or you will probably know the answer 9 times out of 10 right away.
Yep. Yeah.
And I did it. And then I just sent them the link and I sent them the screenshot and was like, see, that
fake
was really
news.
Easy. What? And they were like, okay. I'm like, just don't accept it.
No,
like,
it's so true. Like, I went to my girlfriend's house and her family is conservative. Hey, conservatives out there, you know, be you. I'm not trying to judge you.
Yeah,
that said, they were conservative and very anti-Obama.
Sure.
And, you know, I try to be really like peaceful with peeps. And but they started saying a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And one was like this really wild, like accusation, which is fine, but I just very calmly was like, I don't think that's true. And they were like, no, I don't know about that. And she ends up Googling it as she's like, no, it is. And she starts Googling it, and like 10 minutes later she's like, oh, it's not. I can't find it.
And there was no need for an argument. There's no need for a fight. There's no need for hostility.
And I bet you told her in the calmest Natasha voice.
I did.
Like so. By the way, that has got to be infuriating to argue with you on that level.
Probably.
Like, I never want to be in an argument with you. Can we never be in an argument?
You don't want to see the other side either.
Oh, really? Does it just all come out in like a crazy
banshee? I'm like the calmest person until I'm not.
Until someone pisses you off, forget it.
So then I'm like, let's not.
I think you're right about this, and then we'll get back to the story, but I think there is a thing right now where we're getting to a place where people don't want to do hard things at all anymore, or difficult things that take a little bit of work. Like, so it's like you have to leave your dog at home. You cannot bring your dog into this restaurant. It's easier if he just comes with me. And so now there's a dog in a restaurant, like where years ago, we do a bit about this in our stand-up.
Right.
If you walked a dog too close to a restaurant, the owner could be like, I'm going to shoot that dog. And you'd be like, I get it. You have an A rating. You don't want this dog crapping around your door. So like now you can carry like a chihuahua and a baby Bjorn through a salad bar. And everyone's like, do it. It's his emotional support. And it's like, look,
how's he going to get to the garbanzo beans without having a nervous breakdown?
I don't know. And so like, it's hard. People used to like have to like dress a little bit nice, you know, when you went to work. And now people are like, I want to wear sweatpants to work. I'm wearing sweatpants to work right now. But I'm just saying, like, that's across the board. Well, a relationship is work. It's hard work sometimes and it sucks. And you got to deal with somebody and you got to deal with their crap and you got to really get into it.
Or you can jerk off and watch
what I always tell people, I'm like dating. dating actually is not hard. The actual process of dating is not, being half a human with somebody for an hour of your life is not hard.
No, being in a relationship.
What's hard generally about relationships, dating, whatever, is just managing your feelings. That's all it is. So it's like the process of communicating, not that difficult. It's that I sat at a date and now I go, oh my God, I laughed I'm like, oh my God, I have the worst laugh. Why did I laugh at that time? And then that small thought always goes to, I'm going to die alone. Every thought goes to, I'm going to die alone.
Slippery slope down to that point.
And so you're like, even when you get in a relationship, something goes wrong, it always goes to that. So you're like, it's like,
I'm unlovable or I can't get there. Or the other thing is like, sometimes if you care about someone, like wait till you have kids. Like there's times where you're like, I don't know how to fit their life into my life, which I need to do these things, and these things are really important to me. How do I sublimate what I need for another person? That takes a lot of work, and that's super hard. People don't want to do it because they're like, I don't have to do it.
All right, so what's the name of the podcast so people can check
Kinda Dating.
Kinda Dating. It sparked us to have like a 10-minute discussion, and that was like in a hot second. That's why this podcast is great. Check it out. Dan, let's get to the second half of the story.
As reported earlier by thesmokinggun.com, Duddles called 911 in November 2013 to report that he wanted, quote, a female removed from his bed.
What?
The woman, he added, was now snoring like a train, and he wants her out.
He
called 911 for a person sleeping next to him snoring.
Let me say, I've been there. Fair.
See, how I told you at the top, at first I felt like he was a creep. Maybe he is, but he's definitely just a nut.
He got a lady in bed with him.
Wait, what do you mean that was a joke, but were you ever there?
My wife snores, and I'm just like, I can't. There are moments where I just like lose my brain, because then you get in your own head, and you're like, well, I'm not going to sleep.
Once you're in your own head.
I'm not going to sleep.
Okay, but what would you guys do as dudes if there was a girl and she just wouldn't leave?
Oh, she just wouldn't leave.
Like what if that was a situation?
That's a great
question. That's a hard one because you can't get physical. You can call 911 for someone.
You absolutely can't get physical, and you absolutely can't, you know, you can't start throwing her stuff out the door or down the street.
Yeah. Or what I would do is I would record me saying, I'm asking you nicely to leave. Please
turn it on her.
Turn on that. And if she says nothing, say, okay. And then you're, keep that video.
Or
upload it to Twitter.
You say, let's go to lunch.
But by the way,
and then you leave the restaurant in an emergency that just happened. I'm sorry. There's $20 for.
Yeah, but like, I'm so afraid of people and the way they behave now. I'm like, she's coming back with a gun. She's coming back with something.
Yeah, like, you can't break up with anyone. You can't, like, I feel like that's part of it too. Like, people are like,
kinda dating because I don't want to then get to the point where I have to break it off and then this person is going to show up at work.
People hunts ghost me people down all the time because of that. And I'm like, you should, if they seem crazy, ghost them.
Ghost them.
So this woman's probably trying to snore him out of this relationship.
It's his house.
All right, fine.
Seen above, told cops the pair had drank together, had relations, and she fell asleep.
When we drank together.
Could not
like had relations.
Had relations.
When Duddles could not roust the sneezing woman, snoozing woman,
rousting the snoozing woman
who suffered from sleep apnea. I don't know why they threw that in there.
She didn't have her mask. She dies every 20 seconds for a second.
That's horrible.
Sleep apnea is bad.
He called 911. Police did not arrest Duddles.
She's like, hey, babe, I forgot my CPAP machine.
They explained
to
him
just crash here?
That a snoring woman in his bed was not a law enforcement matter. We will get out of here on this.
How old
do you think Benjamin Duddles is?
How old do you think he is? You get to guess this.
By the way, the curious
case of Benjamin Duddles. I think he's aging. He's aging backwards. He'll be an 80-year-old baby in 2 years.
So Dan, this is a trick question because he's aging backwards.
Where is he at now?
Gosh, how
you
old
can go
could
first.
He be?
You can go first, Tig, or third, wherever you want.
I don't know. Whatever. 36.
36. Okay, Jay, what do you think?
That's a good age.
You might be. I know you just tossed that off. You might be exactly right.
What do we know about him?
You know who didn't toss him off? Old Snorri McGee over there.
He's got priors.
Old Snorri Finkelstein over there.
He loves to spend time together. He loves you. He doesn't know how YouTube works. He loves Grateful Dead.
I think he's 44.
Okay.
44. I think he's 58.
58
years old.
We'll get out of here on this, Thomas. Benjamin Duddles. B Duddles if you're nasty.
B Duds.
Benjamin Duddle Wings is 47 years old.
Oh!
Wow.
That's a year younger than us.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man, I was 3 years off. That felt really, really good and satisfying. I felt like
that was so fun, and I'm so happy we learned more about your podcast, Kinda Dating.
Yes, it was
Natasha.
So fun.
Thank you.
You guys
so
are
much.
Awesome.
This is so fun. It just moves. It's a blast, and we get to make fun of dumb people and Duddles people. Thank you guys so much. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum dum dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.